In chapter 22, verses 22 through 15. Now, we looked in a lot of the parables in the last couple of weeks in Matthew, of the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, Jesus cursing the fig tree. The authority of Jesus has been challenged, not only in his day, but our day. And then the story of two sons, the story of the evil farmers, a story of the great feast, the wedding feast, which we looked at last week. But here we are down now about taxes. Everybody like to pay taxes? We like what taxes do for us. We like to get what the government can supply. And of course, unfortunately, they can't supply it to us unless we give them some money to do that too. It's a catch-22 thing. But I don't know of anybody that likes to pay taxes. Hear God's word, Matthew 22. Verses 15 through 22. New Living Translation says this. Then the Pharisees met together to think of a way to trap Jesus into something for which they could accuse him of. If you remember, they was trying to get rid of him from the time that he first launched his ministry. They decided to send some of their disciples, along with supporters of Herod, to ask him this question. Teacher or rabbi, we know how honest you are. You teach about the way of God regardless of the consequences. You are impartial and don't play favorites. Now tell us, what do you think about this? Is it right to pay taxes to the Roman government or not? Jesus knew their evil motives. One thing about God, one thing about Jesus, he knows everything that's going on within us. Now the devil can play tricks on your mind, and that's all he can do. But God knows your heart. He knows your mind. And Jesus already knew what they were trying to do to him. So here's what he said. You hypocrites, whom are you trying to fool with your trick questions? Here, show me the Roman coin used for taxes. And when they handed him the coin, he said to them, whose picture and title are stamped on it? Well, Caesar's. Well, then he said, give to Caesar what belongs to him, but everything that belongs to God must be given to God. His reply amazed them, and they went away.